tell you about yesterday. I didn't have it with me, so thank God it's here today. It's the Rosh, I gave it the wrong simon. It used to be Simon Chet Zion in my old edition, but I call it inflation. Now it's Simon Chof Hei. He added 9 more pieces in the... He discusses this Minchas Chinuch that we spoke about yesterday. You still have in front of you. You still have the Minchas Chinuch in front of you. The Minchas Chinuch. And we do some choice highlights. He quotes the Magen Avraham, who has this problem with the Rambam. So we always saw yesterday, Sifkot Tazayin. We've already seen it. Minchas Chinuch says, look, we derive from Kuva Diara. And he writes as follows. Svaras ha Minchas Chinuch nechonu misaveres. Why? If you're koveya, you make amotzi, you see it's lechem. You have a kazayis, he ate lechem. The fact that you don't make amotzi and benching below kova, not because it lacks shem lechem, it's only the rabbonon. Why? Why? Because lefaneo is the rabbonon, and benching only kazayis, I told you, and if you add to the sviya, you have to wash bench anyway. That's Rabbi Kiveg at the bottom of the Evanos that I showed you yesterday. You just put it in one little brackets. And they said, no, you need the shem sviya, not paskis. Fine. Makes perfect sense. And he goes to base Yosef who said so. Beferish. This is I'm surprised he doesn't call Rabbi Kiveg. Nobody says it this way. And he says, this is page Ayin Ches in this edition, but the Minchas Chinuch gave a different explanation. He said, the mitzvah itself makes it into a kviyas, like by Sukkah. Right? So we read it yesterday together in the Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't like that. I don't like it, he says. Ein adomen. Nay, the mitzvah mashvele keva kiyosu mikabetza atzarech Sukkah, yeah. But we don't find that the mitzvah makes it to a Surah Shakadei Sviya Mamish? What should that be? That's a physical thing? He doesn't understand why it should be. Moreover, he says, when it comes to Sukkah, that Kazayas which you ate is a mitzvah, dealing the Sukkah. So it's called the Kevin. Here, the Minchas Chinuch is right. If he is right, that Kol the Lekha Kva Eino Lechem, in Cain, ain lachila kazu shem mitzvah elabasa shetoma shukeva. So we go around in circles. Shem keva ain kain elabasa shetoma shu mitzvah the mitzvah sakovasa. In Cain, ain kain lo mitzvah velo keva. You go around in circles, as the man says, the stipler. Round and round and round he goes. Where he stops, nobody knows. It's six. So he doesn't like the Minchas Chinuch svara. Loma the Achwe the Kavanosel the Shem Mitzvah Zel the Mashu the Keva in advance. You don't find this by Sukkah. He doesn't like it. He says it's considered lech of the very beginning. Period. Then he goes on to his whole chopping. Since it's lech, maybe it can be yotz in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. We spoke about this. Remember, we spoke about before Yom Kippur. We discussed a little bit about Kiddush Makom Suda. Can you be yotz in Suda with cookies? That's what he's talking about. And if you got Ritzei and Alamichia, that's what his main topic is. We're not going into that now. But these few paragraphs, he's very partial. And why doesn't he call Rabbi Kiveg? It's what we call Rabbi Kiveg in the Beis. He does call it the Beis Yosef. And he doesn't like what the Minchas Chinuch says. A, it's based upon the Bach, and even within it's even more mushver than the Bach. Ad kan divrei Akilas Yaakov. Brochus, now it's called Simon Chokhei. Used to be Tezai. Okay, good. Yes, sir.
I think the Berahitif in Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes a shita that anytime a person needs to pass the Bava Kistan on Shabbos, they have to bench.
That's correct. There is such a shita exists, right?
So it sounds like similar to Minchas Chinuch.
No.
That a mitzvah makes something in.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, nothing. The problem is, the Minchas Chinuch has a definition. He says, and we saw the Bach said, it's not called Lechem before the Kviyas. Beredit didn't say that. It's always called lechem. So the Beis Yosef said, you're not going to wash on, even though it's called lechem. So then you can argue that the Sudas Mitzvah, that's the Kiddush. That's what I didn't like either. My intuition, Baruch Shekivati, my intuition to the stipler. I didn't like this whole idea, you're making non-lechem into lechem. So, that's not my Ivra. My Ivra is like the Beis Yosef. It's always lechem. Sometimes they make lechem hamotzi, sometimes they don't make hamotzi. I prefer it that way. Good, fine, we'll come back at the end of the shiur to discuss it again if you have a chance. Okay, Rabbi Osai. If you remember, either 2 or 3 days ago, I forget which one, we learned about Rav Chaim. I don't think I had Rav Chaim in front of me at that time. Someone, did I read it from Rav Chaim and so on? I don't think so. So Rav Chaim, after all, this is a bit of a brisk yeshiva, a little bit. So, this is in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and Rav Chaim Sefer, the Rambam, Perek Zvav, Halacha Hey. Isas HaKlovin, the Rambam writes, you're not Yosei. Why? She'ein du mishumeras l'shei matzah. The Mishnah Chal, what the Mishnah says, is a chazara from what we said, what day was it, Sunday or Monday? What did we say, Rav Chaim? It was Sunday, maybe. I think so, it's funny Cholom. Right, it was Sunday? Yeah. So I had no Sfarah there. I was kind of running in from the... I'm pretty sure it was Sunday. So we read it from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is a Mishnah Chala. What does it say? If it's the Easter made for the dogs and people don't eat it, what does it say? No Chala. What do we have? 7 things? Or 5 things? No Chala. No good for Erev or for Shituf. In Mevorchin. In Mezamnin. And in Asa B'yantiv. In other Yosef Echabas of Pesach. We write 7 things. 7 things. Rek the Heliger Reb Chaim. Why did the Rambam say Einem Mishumeres Hashem Matzah? It's not lechem. You don't make a bracha. There's no zimun. It's not lechem. No. So what do you need extra reason of shimur? It's a Chaim's kasha. Tremendous kasha b'tzarachim. Okay, that's a kasha. Paragraph 1. If you want to look up later? Paragraph 2 begins. V'hinei harash hevi drashas sifri zuta. Ha ha. Sifri Zuta, we mentioned before. Ari Soseichem Shalachem Chayeves, Vishal Kelev, Ena Chayeves. Okay. So you put it from Chala, Exeris Akasav, Ari Soseichem. Not that it's not Lechem, it is Lechem. Exeris Akasav. Ah, you'll ask me a Kash, Ein Mevorchen, Ein Mezamnen, Ein Mevorchen, Ein Mishtachem. What do those four? You can't make it on Yontif, because Lechem will all the club. Now I understand. But you're missing 4. How do you explain these 4? Zok Reb Chaim. Ah, but they're all the Rabbanans. They're all the Rabbanans. The Rabbanans are garnished. The Rabbanans. So the Rabbanan, they said, Miyuchel Amachel Adam, Hey Mama Vey Mama. But otherwise, as I mentioned to you on Sunday, now is not Lechem. If they don't call it a food at all. Because if you learn Hilchos Shitufa Mevoas, you'll learn you don't need Lechem. You can use wine, you can use whatever you want. You don't need lechem. So Isis HaKlov, not only is it not lechem, it's not even food. So clear that they're abonon. That's all. Shidilo bin lechem klal. Anything, any food. It's considered, they're abonon. They didn't consider it to be food whatsoever. So therefore, by chala, since you're then on the level of Doraisa, you need another reason. What's your other reason? Ariso Seichem. Excuse me. Ariso, there's a cousin of Ariso Seichem. Mimela. When it comes to matzah, which is also daraisa, and there's no pasuk, so now what are you left with? You're left with nothing. If you want a reason, Heinem Mishumeres L'Shei Matzah. It's Reb Chaim in paragraph 2. V'hine. So far, so good. All this we discussed already. Sunday, we're reviewing it now. But then Reb Chaim, Kedarko, goes the other way. It's still Shver. Why? Why? This is number one. Ariso Seichem may not be an independent Xeris HaKosim. It may be a definition of Lechem. The Issa Klovim, Ariso Seichem, it's not just a Sifri Zuta in the middle of nowhere. It's telling you it's not considered Lechem. It's Naibed in Lechem. That's number one. And number two, he says, even if you say it applies only to Challah, okay, because the Rambam, it's still Shver. Because the Gemara says in by Maisa Sheni, which we just started looking at a little bit, so we're to the next sugya. Isa Shemaisa Sheni, the Divrat, the last line on the base. Divrat Meos, Potem and Achala. Matzah Shemaisa Sheni. Let's look inside. What's it do? Watch it. Open up your Gemaras. Open up your Gemaras, please. The last lines in Lamed Zayin with base. By the way, did anyone finish the Mamma Gomez yet? Still not. Maybe we'll just stall off till Sunday with new Mamma Makoros and whatever. I don't like to pile on Makoros when people don't have to finish that.
It's not much left to do. I mean, I'm not sure.
Okay, okay, so we'll see. Okay, I'll reserve judgment. Good. Let's see the Gemara. Lamed Zayin Beis. Lamed, the last two lines. Isa Shul Ma'isa Sheni Divya Meir Ptur Menachal. Why? He was Ma'isa Sheni Lamed Gavoh. Libi Chachomim Chayev is Bechal. Okay, that's the Menachal. Next off, Lamed Ches. Ma'isa Shul Ma'isa Sheni Rameh Alt Ein Yotzin. Chachomim say Yotzin. We'll leave that asterisk for the moment. Correct the Gemara. By Isa, Arisa Sechem, Mishalachem. Right? What do you do by matzah? Matzah mixin, matzah schem. Matzah, it says. What does it say? Lechem, lechem. Agzer shavah. Lechem oni. De bachochem y lechem aoretz. Malahal mishalachem. Avka mishalachem. Frek Rab Chaim. Frek Rab Chaim. This is for those who want to look it up. On the next page. I'm not turning the page. Till now we're on this page. Page is based now on page 12. Okay? Frek Rab Chaim. So we should say the same thing over here. Ne'elef matzah michala. For this purpose as well. In muchan achilas adam. So what is the extra reason for what? What's the extra reason of mishumeres? It's not mishumeres Hashem. Who cares about that? You ever know? So now we come Rabosai to the next paragraph. Paragraph Venira. Okay, so we got, so far we've summarized Rabosai. The first paragraph was just, it raised a question. We had the second paragraph, and now we're starting the third paragraph in the Kedusha Ben Chaim Alevi, Vos Chometzu Matzah, Perik Vav, Halacha, Hey. Look what he says. Something fascinating. Listen to this. Listen. I'm skipping the first half of the paragraph. Let's take as follows. Sarachim. Listen to what he says. It's half, the second half of the paragraph. Remember, the Ram holds that it's the same physical stuff. It's just a kavanah that makes a difference. Sarachim. V'chazar v'chishev oleho l'machal adam. When you needed the dough, you had a mind to give it to the dogs. Then you change your mind. And you decide you're going to humans are going to consume it. Im neima de bezeh nishlam din lechem shabah v'chozer v'slios chayevus v'chala. Because you changed your mind. V'nichla zos v'hod etnan v'zman sharoim ochlim imena chayevus v'chala v'od niyot to the Pesach. Because right now you changed your mind. You decided to give it to human beings. Oh no. Tekvari nifkas li'olam midin lechem shabah. Since you needed the dough and tend to give it to the dogs, it's potter from challah, it's potter from lechem, it's mufka from lechem, forever and ever and ever. That's a Chaim's chakira. I have an opinion, I take a vote. What do you think? A Chaim is a chakira. You hear the chakira? It's a good chakira. What do you do in this case? You needed it, you expected to give it to the dogs, and now you changed your mind. You want to give it to human beings. What's the difference? That's an interesting shout. I don't know. What do you think you know? Yeah?
You know, the Ramban says it in the bottom, where if you had intentions to bake it, and then you went ahead to cook it, and you went ahead and baked it, then your
Masa motiv in the Machshava. Oh. He's suggesting, let's say over here too, Masa motiv in the Machshava. I'm reading from what he says. V'nir the Dasa Rambam. The kol shechoza v'chishiv ala v'chakach l'achil ala adam. Choser lias badin lechem. See, you win. Masa motiv de machshava. He doesn't use that phrase. The gampoka mino agreus of asheino menes achilas adam. Came with the achsha mia kaim achilas adam. Behav your lechem gamur. See, you're right. It's lechem gamur. Fine. Lechem gamur. Lechem gamur. Problem is, the poshit chat in the Mishnah is ein adam yotzei bePesach, no matter what, li'olam. Now he's stuck. Now he's stuck. He's stuck. If since Lashmi holds like you, that if you change your mind and you start to give it to human beings, it has a shem lechem. Yet he learns Pshat in the Mishnah in all cases, including when you change your mind, and you're still your potter from Chala, you know, and you're not yotzei matzah. Why not? B'chala, listen to the words of the Chaim Brisker. Every word counts. uvechala hatam poshut. Friends, here doesn't think it's so poshut at all. The hakol holech baser shas chiyuva ukiritznan hikdisha sa'at shalo gilgala v'gilgala agizbar v'chakach p'ta'asa p'tura shebishas chavas ha'isa p'tura. To refresh your memories, Rabbi Osai, open please to the Ran in the back of the Gemara Pesachim, where we saw this quoted. We read this twice already. We'll read it a third time. So the Chaim's quoting it. We'll read it a third time. Here we are. It's found in our print on page Lamed Aleph. He quotes the very same Mishnah. The old print is page Yud Aleph. Right before the words the Chule. Right? It's on column, top of column 2 in our version, the left column. Where you changed your mind and you decided to bake it instead of cooking it. Exactly what Reb Chaim quoted. He's quoting the Ramban. Reb Chaim seems to go in blissful oblivion to this whole Ramban, and he says by him, it's double poshut, that if you change your mind in that kind of a case, it's not considered to be lechem, because it all depends upon the moment of the Gilgal. What? Didn't Reb Chaim know about this Ramban? What's going on over here? He seems to be ignoring the Ramban throughout completely. I read you Reb Chaim one more time. Uvechala atam poshut, ta'kol holech basa shas chiyuva, ukinit nad nishah sashlo gilgal agilgal agizbal kach basa p'tura shabjas basa p'tura. Here too, kevin dibishas gilgal Isa, Eina Omedes Achilas Oda, Velo Chayal Bo Shem Lechem, Memela Harei Ptur Liol, Azoy Zokta. Now is this really true? We'll see soon. Just to finish the paragraph. But by Matzah, Loma and Yotzeba, he changed his mind. Zokta Rambam, no. Eina Mishumeres Hashem Matzah, Rotsa Loma. Kevin the Bishas Asiya Saisa, Ainam Shemeras Hashem Matzah, Ake Memela and Yotzim Echavos Matzah the Olam. Why the lack of the Shemur? Ad Kandive Rab Chaim Brisk. That's finished paragraph number 3. Yes, sir.
What's the Maisa in Rab Chaim's
case? You hear what he's saying? In your case, they're two different actions, cooking and baking. So we can say the action of baking, not the action of cooking. Here, it's the same action, it's baking. Just that he's now baking it for people, and he's still going to bake it for dogs. It's not so much of Afka. Not bad. Chaim Duli Ramban. It's different. The boy said he's Tamina Mamam, he's Tamina Yosef Mikulam. Yeah. Sure. We thought Reb Chaim is just ignoring the Ramban. The back of the hand doesn't even quote him. It should be the same thing. He quotes the same Mishnah about Gilzbar and Gilgala, but the Ramban said the Ma'aseh Motzei Miday Machshava. The answer is being suggested. No, there. What happened? You originally planned to cook it. You ended up baking it. That's a totally different action. You planned. So Ma'aseh Motzei Miday Machshava. But over here, the action is the same. You planned to bake it and you did bake it. Only difference, you planned originally to bake it for the dogs. Now you're baking it for people. There's not enough of a difference in the mice itself. That's a suggestion. I'm not saying you're necessarily right. We'll see soon that people on my side also. But we should think of Chaim as somehow ignoring the Ramban. Chas for shalom. I like very much what you said. Okay. Yes?
Isn't what the Ramban saying essentially that what you need is a mice of Gilgal and you also need das for lechem? And Maisa mostly did Machshava, meaning that the Maisa in the end that you did a fear is sort of Megala Adas Lechem that we needed.
That's one way to read the Ramban. I didn't necessarily read it that way. Maybe, possible.
I'm not sure what Maisa Mide Machshava would mean.
It may mean that although the moment of truth was the earlier moment, and at that earlier moment it was you planned to cook it, since at the end of the day you are actually baking it, so therefore, it's viewed that even the original moment of truth, the plans are somehow undone, somehow retroactively, something along those lines. Possibly. Okay. Then Rab Chaim, however, has a problem. This is the last paragraph. What's bothering him? What's bothering him? What's bothering him? If this is the case, Tzvei Dinim! Two separate halachas. You're potter from challah because of the, of what? Because of Xeris HaKosov. And you're potter from matzah because I'm a shumer. Reb Chaim in the Pirush of Mishnah doesn't sound that way. Puts them together. In the Pirush Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chali says, Kol she'en achayev b'chala, ein o yotzer edei chavos. So it's exactly the same thing, right? We saw lechem lechem. It's along those lines. That's what's bothering Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim a fancy teretz. Look what he says. This is brisket term. Mishumeres Hashem Matzah has two dinim. Trei dini yeshva. You gotta love it. Trei dini yeshva. It's Mama. She says it the famous, the magic words. Tvei dinim. They're right here. Trei dini yeshva. What are the tvei dinim? One. Etzem Maisa Shimur Shetzarach L'Shama Mechimutz. Ika Mitzah Shimur. Shouldn't be Chometz. Chas V'Shama. It's Chometz. Not called Matzah. We're up to the last. We're in the last half the column now. Right before the end. That's din one. Number two. Din b'cheftza, din b'cheftza, she yochel b'shem mishumeres b'shem matzah. Ah, din b'cheftza. Not these brisket terms. You got tzvei din and b'cheftza. Mamash is right here in Abchaim. You gotta love it, right? Cheftza. Where do you find cheftza? Take a look at Rabbi Osai in the Gemara. Daf Lamed Ches. We just opened it before. Abchaim quotes the Gemara. We'll get to the Gemara mishum soon. Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches. Says the Gemara, Lamed Ches. It's the very last word in the daf. Amar out. Chalas told them, Minon Emili not Yotze. Amar Rabbah, Amar Krah. Amar Beis. Ushmarte Mesam Matzes. Mata Mishtameres L'Shem Matzah. Yotze Sezu, Shem Mishtameres L'Shem Matzah. Ela L'Shum Zevach. For a korban. For a carbon. Rashi explains the laws of Shem Matzah shall mitzvah pesach of it, and the Shem Matzah shall zevach. What's this mean? But it's still not chometz. Zok Reb Chaim. So what does this mean? What does it mean? Heard the after Yeshkan Ma'aser Shimur Gomer. Nonetheless, Davar Acher knocks it out. Why? Then in the Cheftza. Sheyachol b'shem v'shemeres l'shem matzah. But davar acher, that shem matzah and cheftza not count. With me so far? There's a physical shimur, shouldn't become chometz, and there's a halachic shimur, shouldn't be shem davar acher. Cheftza. Zok Reb Chaim, so too by Isis HaKlov. If you're worried about the fact that it's going to become chometz, the fact is made for dogs, who cares? No chometz. So the first halacha is satisfied. No problem. Must be, it's a new din. The din of cheftza. Din of cheftza. Right? He used, but you can't have the mechel of a cheftza shem b'shemeres l'shem matzah. And it passes it forever. Even if later on, Rabbi Osai, the shem matzah takes effect to machshem asachil, it doesn't make a difference. Because shem b'shemeres l'shem matzah, tzorach lochoba b'shas asiyah, lesba. Okay? I'm reading the last few lines of Reb Chaim. Isis haklovim, Tzvei dinim. Right? What do you mean it's not a shem matzah? What does it mean? Because when you, at the moment that you made it, didn't have a shem matzah. That's cause it's not chal on the din of shem matzah. Says Reb Chaim, shnei atam and tzvichel adadi. Both of the laws are required. I'm reading the last, mamash, the last four lines of Reb Chaim. The time of the matzah is kishlechala hu li'ikir psula haposla beimi din matzah. Ubeimidin Shimur. That's why he compares it to Chal. That's the Pirush of Mishnah. V'tamo de'ena mishumeres l'shem matzah, hu l'posla li'olam, v'lo yovel mashachaze v'choshev achkach achilas adam. So it all fits in, you need both in him. Ad kan Reb Chaim, a beautiful piece, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek, Vav, Halacha Hei. Good, so far so good. Rabbi Osai, Chaim Kanievsky has what to say about this Reb Chaim. As I told you, as I said at the end of the Shira, I said the Havdol Ben Chaim L'Chaim. I said that was the to Reb Chaim. Yeah, sorry.
In an earlier share, when we were learning about Shimor, so Rebbe said that according to the Rambam.
Oh, very good. We'll get to that later. Not so much later. Well, I told you, I read you a Meshech Chochma, if you recall. But the Meshech Chochma said that the Rambam never had really held from this idea of matzah to the shame something or other. We'll have to talk about that. Yes?
Why is Reb Chaim assuming that the Rambam hereshishnayas and the Yad are the
same? Because they usually are the same. Once in a while he backs out.
They usually are the same except when they...
When they're not the same. Right, exactly. Okay, fine. So, good. Rabosai, this is found in Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Vov, Halacha Ches. He quotes Reb Chaim Brisker, and he's not happy. Let me read it to you. Ayin Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi. It's a whole shtickle term. It's tzarech iyun. Especially what? Listen carefully. The Fimasha Kasa Chazanish. He's a Chazanish man. His uncle. Who says what? The Birchas Azim and his Doraisa. You're telling me it's all the Rabbanu Reb Chaim Brisker. I'm telling you, for my Chazanish, the Birchas Azim and his Doraisa. Reb Chaim will say, it's your uncle's problem, it's not my problem. Right there. V'gav yesh mefarshim, mevorchin alav, it's birchas hamazon, not hamotzi. Just look at the Rashi and Demai, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, and the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah is there. Well, birchas hamazon is doraisa. Two kashas, technical questions he asks against Reb Chaim Brisker. Fine. Therefore, he has a whole other piece. He has a whole different mahalach. This is what he says. I'm going to read it to you. Get the right spot to start from. Ulechore Yeshmach, page 78 in the Derech Emunah, in the Bir Halacha here, Bir Ha Halacha as he calls it, the first line of page 78. You can't derive matzah from challah. Why? Why? He says like this. The fact that it's chayiv in challah in certain cases is relevant, because if it would be chayiv in challah, then you can't give it to the dog's stomach. It's tevel, a tevel, a challah. Also about behano shel kilud. Fine. What does that mean? When we're discussing the challah, we're discussing a challah which was, listen carefully please, Hoya hove v'yeh for dogs. Hoya hove v'yeh for dogs. Those shalas for the dogs. Because you made it for dogs. Now you want to give it to a dog. You have to give it to a kohen's dog, a plain dog. And I'll show kill it. I got some story of tevel. Well, it's tevel. There's going to be also for all dogs, even a kohen's dog, because it's tevel. It's not challah. But it's all for the dogs. Fine. But by matzah, what a pshat, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's impossible to compare matzah to challah in this particular instance. Why? By definition, it's different. When you're talking about challah, you're talking about you did and do want to feed it to a dog. You talk about matzah, whatever you did want to do, but now you want to feed it to a person, because the ultimate is matzah not. They're simply incommensurate. You can't always compare matzah to challah and everything. That's why the Rambam needed a new reason of Eino Mishtamer L'Shei Mitzvah. Oh, that answer Reb Chaim's kasha. No. Eim Arvin and Mishtatzim, what do we do with that stuff? Look what he writes. A different reason. Beautiful. I love this reason. I love it. Mavos, I don't ever learn about Erevin in his life. Anything about Erev and Shituf, Mavos. You ever learn anything about it? Nothing. Mm-hmm. What's the purpose? What does the Erev symbolize?
They're all one.
All one big happy family. I give in a little bit of dough. You give a little bit of dough. We bake a big matzah together. We're all one. What if I give you my dog's dough? See what happened? My dog is one with you, not me. That's what Chaim says. I gotta love it. Look what he writes. It's the whole purpose of Erevin. Kevin Shenosin Shampito Macholo. Rikilu Dosham. That the Ramah writes in Chos Erevin. Umayol Sheyitin Sham Machal Behemto. So my dog is by you, not me. Beautiful. Right? Beautiful. Ah, beautiful. Not the Rabbanon's the Rices. A totally different reason. A totally different reason. A totally different reason. Completely different reason. Okay? Why Mevorchen and Mezamnin? Talk a good question. Another reason. Shupas She'ein Osir L'Kvoa Olav Suda. V'lechein L'Varach L'Va Motzi B'Rechas Havazel. Look at Shulchan Aruch. It's like a pas above a kistin. Meridik. Okay. Only one problem he has. The problem in Pirush Mishnayis didn't compare it to pas kistin, he compared it to kidneys. Whoa. So that's the problem. It's, well, maybe nasa lebehema yor mechashivuso, it's like kosis sachita, you make a borah for adama, it's arachi. Ad kan of Chaim Kanevsky. You gotta love this. So beautiful. So beautiful. Okay, so far so good. But now we come to what Talmidim were tripping in about whether you say Maisel and Machshava. You guys thought about that too? This is all in the Bir Halach, Bir HaHalach. In his Derech Amunah, yes sir.
I mean, that would mean also, I mean, if this is correct, that would mean that Asma Lekisim isn't just those three things, or any, it isn't one specific thing, it's actually a larger category than any.
That's what I hold. When I learned Brochas, I said that. But Pasa Bava Kisim is not those three particular examples. Either it's filled with cherry flavor, with cherry filling, or it's made with dvash, or it's a soft, brittle, hard, and thin crackers. Those are the three examples in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samaches Sif Zayin. They're all examples. There's only one rule: what's made for Kfir Sudu. That's how the Derech HaChaim learns, or HaShulchan learns. If others disagree, that's what I think. So this is also included. Fine. Here in Sipkot Nun Dalid, in the Derech Amunah, he writes as follows. Fascinating. Says over here. One second. No. I'm sorry, this is wrong. Not Nun Dalid. It's supposed to be Nun Vav. Excuse me, Nun Vav. Gilgul Choshev Lachil Behema. So it's Potter. Then he says as follows. Vafilu Nimlach Achakach Rotel Lahachel Adam Yeshomrim the Lomahani came into Bishas Gilgul. Who's this Yeshomrim? Who is this illustrious Yeshomrim? Chaim at the bottom. Chidush Rav Chaim Alevi. Perik Bami Matalokhe. Avalakamon Sifkotan Samakala Kasamnu. Wrong. Rav Chaim is wrong. The Dafka Nimlach Achar Afia. Oh, and he brings a riot from Kuf Sifkotan Sadeh. What's he talking about? Let's take a look. He holds like was suggested earlier. And Samakalaf says Chayevis Bakala. If the wrong are gonna eat from it. Okay? But if they don't eat from it, the potter. Afilu nimlach achar afil la'achal eroim for niftera. It all depends upon afir, he says. Not the way Reb Chaim said, depends upon the gilgul. Quote from the sefer called the Mikdash Ma'at, the sefer on the Yoredei Hilchos Chala. By the Buchacha, if I'm not mistaken. That's where we quote it from. So where did he bring a proof from? Kuk sifkotin tzadihei. What's sifkotin tzadihei? What's the content here? He quotes the Ramban! He doesn't offer your distinction. So you, Reb Chaim Brisker holds like you. Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds like you. Reb Chaim or Reb Chaim will come to Reb Chaim. Right? So we have here Lahavdul Ben Chaim L'Chaim. We have the Talmidim over here. Mamish Mecham and Zayin to Gedor Le'olam. Got it? Okay. But I'm happy that you gave a defense of Reb Chaim Brisker. Not exactly the same as the Ramban, but it's clear by quoting Tzadiyeh as he quotes the Ramban, but Chilos Sufkin and etc. He means exactly that proof. So my kasha, he asks, what you said, And Reb Chaim Brisker, I have to answer what you said. I don't have a better way out. Good. Fine. Weiter. Reb Balsai, what's it then if a person, halacha lemaisa, you make dough to make lakshin? You saw it's a machlokas who and who. Tosis here said Yechayim, and Stoma Yechayim and Chalak, right? We saw? The Mordechai said Yechayim, Rabbi Nion is Yepoto. How do we paskin in the Shaila? He paskins over here, Reb Chaim Kadesh, because I'm Posek. Over here, if you're looking in Siyun HaLok on the bottom, called Tzachazanish, that's exactly the Chaz that we spoke about earlier. Lekutel Mizroim Simenei Sinkot and Beis. What did he paskin over there? He paskin Mi'isas Lokshin Pturim and Achala. There's no Tzuras Lechem. I have been a time originally said you don't need Tzuras Lechem. Remember that? But once he changed his mind and he said what? If you put it in water it's called Lechem. He backs out from his original assumption. That's exactly what I quoted you from the Chazon Ish of the past Pshat and Rabbeinu Yonah. And he actually paskin that way against our Tosfos. Rabbi said, open to our Tosfos one more time. The Chazon has the courage of his conviction to pass him against enough in the Tosfos and the Mordecha. We said over here, the last four words, the Mestam Achaya B'chal, the last three words of our Tosfos on Zion Beis, the Mestam Achaya B'chal, and the Chazon says, B'mechilat Kvot, if you're wrong, you're not Achaya B'chal. Rabbi Rabbeinu Yonah, against you, and against the Mordecha too. That's it. He said, Rabbi Natan at the end backed out from that assumption. That's why he passed in the Chazon Ish. Okay. But he'd have to be a Godel B'doro to be passing this way. Reb Chaim Kanievsky had something different. Fine. What happens if you want to make a Lakshim Kugel? A Lakshim Kugel. Reb Osai, a Lakshim Kugel. This is in footnote Reish Chav Beis. Mi'u'elu sha'ofen mi'lakshim Kugel. Everything's in Yiddish here. Over Milokshin Kugel, Yeshloma Dahavi Afia, Umechayev as Kula Kidin, not the mix of Tlepos, going to save a Lekara Omer. Can you imagine that? If you make a Lokshin Kugel, you're going to be Chayev. Wow. Afia. This is the new hack.
The Badassi Haridis is Mikon, is not Mafishkala from things like Yerushalmi Gaul.
Right.
Lakshin Kugel, and Rabbi Yashiv is Machmer. So,
follow the son in law.
So, people follow Rabbi Yashiv when they buy Yerushalmi Gaul from the bakery, they're Mafishkala.
There you go! I love this! You think Badass is from? Bah! What's Badass? So let's try to defend the Badass too. To defend Rabbi Yashiv, he has a son in law defensive. He explains why he should be chai. We'll see soon. Hold on. Not done yet. Yeshno davi afil mechayev es kulo inger. And then he says, ach evshu de bezel o yafresh chala ad she yasa kugel v'ayin le'el os reish ches. And there he says, in this very point, but kugel, dinak afil, kein shamati b'shem, b'shem. Mori Chomish Lipa. He couldn't get in. It'd be a shame. Ask him. The Chotah wouldn't let him in. It's only Rav Kahn Kanyev, Rav Yosha's oldest son-in-law, but so what? It would be a shame. Didn't get a chance to ask him. That's wild. If you and I could say b'shem Rav Yosha, it's one thing. Rav Kahn Kanyev is going b'shem Shver. It's wild. When did this tape originally written? What was it written? It's all Chamishis. What was it originally written? No dates of this. No dates. I wish I'd be able to tell you when it was originally written. Whoa. Shnas Hadron Aloch Kol Zeroyim. These Kanyevskis, they say the staff had this unbelievable memory for the Gematrius. I can't even begin to figure out what Hadron Aloch Kol Zeroyim comes to. And I'm not sure if it's the first edition or the last edition. It's Otzal Chamishis. I don't know what to tell you. But whenever he didn't have time to answer Shver, maybe Shver didn't answer the telephone. Probably didn't. So he heard B'Shem, Mori B'Chamishli. That fits what you just said. He considers it to be an Afiyah. All right. The truth is, I would say, should certainly do it, a Svek Svek Ala Achmir. Maybe the Mordechai is right. Even plain Lakshin Shimah B'Shal. Tosis, the stone. And maybe Rebel Yoshim is right. Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky is considered to be an Afiyah. Now, it's interesting. This idea of when they're being mafresh, maybe you should wait until you make it into the kugel. I thought that you should certainly have to wait. I mean, maybe you have to wait. Because if lovshin itself is potter, as a chadash paskin, how can you be mafresh then? It's too early. It's too early. You haven't baked it yet. It's not a, typically, when you knead the dough, that kneading of the dough is enough to make you chayvet. That's all I believe ova, which is going to be mechayv you and chal here, although it was ova, was made to make itrios, and they assume that the Rabbi Yonah did potter against the atosis. So how can you do it then? It's too early. Unless you say, since you plan to ultimately make it to Lakshan Kugel. When they make the Lakshan, I'm asking you a question. When those Hamish Essen makes Lakshan Kugel, and orders noodles, I think those noodles were made, him, the Mukhan Mazumin, so that Hamish Essen should make Lakshan Kugel out of it? Rishami Kugel? Come on. It was just made like regular, like I could put it in my chicken soup Friday night. They just bought up a whole pack to make the Rishami Kugel. How can you make it early? It's too early. What's the Efsha? Slow, we're not done yet. Rabosai, Siv Katan Kuf Hei. This has to do with our, again, in very, very important. I have a big issue over here. In Siv Katan Kuf Hei, what's he saying? Isa Shalosa Tchila Lasosa Maisa Chana. He changed his mind, right? So it's Tchilasa, we'll call it Tchilasa. In effect, Tchilasa Sufin of Esau for Isa, Tchaya Bechala. Fine. When is the earliest time you can be mafresh? But chilasa sufkin of a soft pizza. If you ask me, not until you make it into a cake. Not when it's in a soft batter. Same thing over here. Zok there. He says it's false. Isa shib lilasa rak, end of kufe. Al das la fosa betana. Benimla falafa betana. Ptur? What happened? Chilasa sufkin in. Right, because it was soft, and even though you planned at that point to bake it, but that's not mechayiv. It's a soft batter, it's a garnish. You have to have the actual baking. That's what I think. What's the lekad omer? So at the end of the day, you change your mind and you cook. Your potter, mask. Look what he says now. Isa shibli losa rak al das lafosa betaner. The same case, you plan to bake it. You don't change your mind. Look what he writes. Efshar, maybe, shalachatchila, ideally, lo yafrish ad shete ofer betano. Huh? Abchayim? Huh? I thought, vadai, even with the evid. You have to wait until it turns into your bacon to go with mafreshchal on it. Where is he? I guess I must be an Amoritz Gomer. I always thought, based on what he said a minute ago, the Belila, Rak, even Amas Afi is nothing. If I arrive and change your mind, and you cook it, you're not chayv and chala. So you only chayv when it becomes lechem. Till that time, it's too early. If it's hard dough, it's a mechayv or so sechem, good. You mafresh from that point in the gilgul. If it's soft batter, it's nothing. How can you be mafresh at that early hour? Reb Chaim thinks I'm eager, then you can. You shouldn't do it. To me, Rabosai, this is a very, very big chiddush. Where do you get it from? So in the footnote, Reish Mem Dalet, look what he writes. The Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, She'ein Holchen Achar Machshavto, Ein Mischayeves Ado Afir. Maskim. So therefore you have to wait till later. And who, pray tell, who disagrees? Ramban! Ramban holds your pot of the gamrei, my blila racha. We saw it black and white. Pray tell, Rab Chaim Kanievsky. Who is the one? Me, who, Zev, Eza, who? That in his back, he'll be mafresh from pourable sponge cake batter. According to Ramban, your potter and Gansen. According to the Rabbi Natan, he said, didn't sell you that chayim until when you bake it. So what are you doing over here? Go to his address, knock on his door, Rechov Rashbam 23, and ask him. I couldn't understand what the words meant. I think I know what he means. In his Bir Halacha here, the Ramaskul Isa, he quotes a Rambam, a Pshat in the Rambam. I looked it up. The Rambam, as we saw, makes no distinction between hard and soft. That we saw in Rambam. No distinction. No distinction. This is quoting the Rambam. The whole Rav Chaim is saying based upon the Rambam. It was Bikur. I read it to you one more time. Isa shalosha tchila lasosa ma'isachama v'shlima lasosa pas o shihisla lafos pas v'shlima lasosa ma'isachama etc. Chayam v'chal. Nowhere is a discussion over here a distinction between soft and hard. No distinction. None whatsoever. So he claims, but based on the Mishnah Rishona, that the Rambam holds, I look up Mishnah Rishona, it's regular old-fashioned Mishnahites, claims that according to the Rambam, you're always chayav. Lila Rakli, we love her exactly the same thing. Same thing? Like the Rambam of Fakert. Ramban, the entire mission, only talking about Esau, Dafka Hard, and the Rambam says, no, Esau means anything. So the whole mission can be soft too. So on that basis, I think what he's saying, if the Rambam is right, if the Rambam is correct, then you can be mafish from the soft batter. Soft batter, same as hard dough. Lani is daiti. How can you say this? Hey, you know the Rambam said so. It's against Rabbeinu Tam. B, are you so convinced Rambam, the Rambam said so? Rambam didn't say anything. Rambam said Esau. Right? I mean, Rambam holds like the Ramban who came after him. But the word Esau by definition needs, has to be needed. The word Esau, what? Look on the jastro. Look on the, what does Esau mean? Dough! You pour the soft batter of sponge, that's called dough? I wouldn't call it dough. I call it batter. What's the Hebrew word for batter? Lila rock, I guess. I don't know if there's a single word for batter. Don't know. To me, it's a chiddush nif. What about a chutzler? So Nefesh Arab, I mentioned to you, I think it's page Reish Lamed Hey, Rav Chaim Brisk was quoted as that he was Mekel and Brisk. You don't have to be Mafresh Chalaf for soft batter because Chalaf is Chutz Laretz. You know, he felt it was against the Shulchan Aruch. I told you maybe it's not against the Shulchan Aruch. If you want to use the word Isa and Nefesh Chalaf, I mean only if it's a little bit with some kind of a kneading process. Did I read you out the Naz yet? Did I ever read it to you? I don't think so. Did I read it to you yet? I just told you about it. Did I? Yes or no? No. I guess, I'm pretty sure I told you about it. Listen to this. Here's a Chiddush Niflin, Siman Tov Yud Gimel, does the Avnei, the Sofer Tshuva. It's Siman Tov Yud Ches also, but then we can end of Tov Yud Gimel. Look what he says. Hine Shalachti is the last two paragraphs. Achrei Mokri Ve'ofil Lekach. And he asked what they stole to sell Lekach. He asked them, I guess he's in Sokhachav, what do they do? Shabok Shin Bekav, him Kodam Afia? Oh, Amosai, the Sholem, Amosai Lokhim Kalamu Lekach. Shabok Shin Bekav. It's a soft batter. My dear bakers, when are you mafish Shal? He asked them, when do you stop beating your wife? Him Kodam Afia, O Achakach. What do you ask him? He only gave him two choices. We have mafish Shal before, which the Chaim Kanievsky thinks is meager than okay. Or only after, which is what I think, after first bacon. Armoli, Shemei Olam Lo Lokhu Chala. They never took Chala at all. Ha! Acheva Kosa Vashlishi. They're like briskers. Ula Daiti Adava Boro Shechayev. Why? She's a Pshe Shebol Shebekav Mikri Raka. It's called Belila Raka, based on the last daf of Masechta Shabbos. We learned Shabbos last year. We came into that daf. Kufnun Vav. Umehem Ein Raya. Don't be Raya from the bakers. What do the bakers know? What do the bakers know? Nah. The bakers know nothing. After all, Belila Raka, Vahadar Afiyah, Chayim HaFedushinin. His heart, Yosami Kanala, Ba, Sheyitlu Chalam, Yadishpech, Midrash, Midbracha. I warn them, these bakers. You better take chal even with a bracha, even though it's a blila raka followed by an afia.
Well, it doesn't make it out to be maimin nachdom al chal of the tzarts anyway.
Let's discuss that. The aim of fakpek velomar that nishba choshev mashke. Don't tell me this is what the Miri called maya machurim. It's a garnish. It's not even a blila raka. This is overkill. It's considered as if it's made, put into water. Like the rush by Hagolo. And blila rak a chayva hadar afyeh behind the hanilosh biyad and mabim mayim, but such is not as if it's nishvach but if chash bekaf ho lesa. Why? Because if you're right, it's an ad absurdum. Because if you're right, he says, if Cain lo yito chala rak achar afyeh came to be called avlechemu, you betcha. This is his reductio ad absurdum. We would say in achinami. And if it's so soft, it can't be mafish chalat aleil. Then he says chatzuva tzricho libur. We learned kashing last month. Why? The lefamim nishbach isa aleho. Sometimes it'll be spilled over the pot, and some isa will be spill on the grate, and therefore you have to kasher. Hey mafurish, the afa nishbach choshim shelo ayde mashke. Even though it's nishbach. It's not called mashka. Come on, isn't it nishbach? It means it spills all, it goes over the top, and you just solidify right away. That's not called mashka, but that's what's called sponge cake. I don't think that's necessarily a good rhyme. Harachti levarzeh shem shahaofe lekach omim shenogin lehem. We have faith in the plain bakers, Rabosa. From the stomach they held. That although the mechaber seems to be mechayev them, one of two ways out. Either it's machloik and someone make the chalas chutz lartz, so Reb Chaim Brisket would have it. Or no, the mechaber is only mechayev by Yisa. But we'll see soon. We're not finished with today's shiur yet. We're going to come back to this in a few minutes. Okay, Reb Olson. I have to tell you that in learning the sugya, I have to back out from a number of things which I actually printed once, and I wanted to make a formal renunciation. When we learned brachas a few years ago, I put out a piece about in Beis Yitzchok, Mem. It's already Tov Shin Samaches. It's already now 2.5 years old. And I have to back out from certain things. You do. You learn it again after back out.
Which year have you?
Tov Shin Samaches. You can get it online. So I'm on page 60, approximately. 60. I want everyone to open up the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. If I have an extra one today, if someone's needing, I have one here extra. If you don't have one, take this one, please. If you have one of your own, open it up. If you have your Mogan Avrams, then open those up too. If you have that from that sheet from yesterday. We're going to start again, a little Chazara here. Talk about the Trisa and the Trukten and all those kind of things. Okay? Let's refresh our memories. And some Kup Samaches Sif Tetzvah. That's the most important of all the Sif. We have to make a survey of this entire Simon. See if we can get out of it whole. Not so simple. Truktin. Tahaynu Sha'osin Gumo Bakir Venosin Balkemach Umayim Umarovim Ba Venefesha Venefesha Mavarach Al Abarami Nebezonos Barach Al Menshalosh and Kova Hamotzi Berchus Amosim. Shon. Avol Trisa. What's that? Shalokim Kemachum Ayim Marvin also a Shofan Alakir. From Espashim Benefer, what's the difference between one and the other? The first case, what happened? What happened in the first case? He made a guma, so it collected in, you know, in a place, and that's where it was baked. In the second case, it just spread out. That seems to be the difference, right? One that collects, one that spread out. We'll see soon. Ein olav Torahs lechem klal, ein mevorchen olav elabarim in ebezonos ebrochalas meishalosh. Afilu kova sudaso alav. And the Mogen Avraham screams and says, no, we follow the tour. Sure. What the Mishnah Berurah tag is, hudas habach hudas tour. As opposed to the Beis Yosef's incredible dochak, that the last line of the tour goes back on the previous page. We'll go back to the yesterday shiur. If you want to have the tour, you can look it up. I'm trying to still save a little bit of time. Fine, Rabosai, so far, we read a Shulchan Aruch, and one comment of the Mogen Avraham found in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Sad. Fine. So here in my mimer, in discussing this, on page 62, I made a mistake. Why? I quote the Rabbeinu David, the Pli L'Rak of Afia is Ptura Minchal, it's the top line of page Reish Ches, which you read it three times. Okay? And I wrote mistakenly that the gears that he had was Truktin Petura Menachal. Why did I say that? Because that's the gears that there are on the Ritva have in in the Sechta Brachas. And I figured, since there was a Talmud of the Ramban, and there was a Talmud of the Talmud, we mentioned already yesterday, was it called Trukton, called Trisa, it was all the same thing, the Rips Girsa, the whole story. So I made a mistake, because we looked in the Ramban here in the Vilchamas, which was Befeirish, that Trukton is Chayim and Chal, but not the other Girsa. We read it yesterday, that the Vilchamas Hashem, we are on our very daf. So that was wrong. I made a mistake. The Mogen Avraham, the Ramban rather learns Chayim and Chala, but he also explains it by Blila Hava. The Ritva and they're all explained it by Blila Raka. He explained it by Blila Hava. So that, in other words, I wasn't wrong in my representation of the Shita. I was wrong in the Girsa and the case. I assume Ramban held the same as the as his Talmud and Talmud's Talmud, but I was wrong in that Nakuda. On the other hand, look at the Mogen Avraham himself. If you can have it, it's look at the Mishnah Berurah Peches. He quotes the Mogen Avraham. You can look at either place, either the Mogen Avraham or if you have in the or in the Mishnah Berurah Peches. Take your pick. But I'm going to look at Mishnah Berurah Peches. It's right in front of me. What's Travis Trukman's story? Peches, I'm Mogen Avraham. Sha'osim b'lilasa raka ma'o. Not play raka ma'o. Ulahachim b'varach la bar minim esanis b'lo kava. Ulahoy b'lilasa raka kol kach. So how is it different than Teresa? Presumably, in one case, it's encased in a form, right? The other just spreads out wild. Seems to be the difference between the two. So it would appear. We're not finished yet. Rabosai, I think that we can compare this to Sifches. Turn to Sifches. I'm going to compare the Trukton of Sifches Vav to what we find in Sifches. Please open that image of the Ruach. Please turn back to Sifches. I'm trying to just come out of this thing clean. You see someone I'm much bothering me. Sifches, please turn. But all sonship, Lilosan, Raka, he had the word, Vidakin Ma'od. So it's also Daka Mo. Shekar Nibliash. Mevorech Aleim Borei Min Emezonos Baruch Hazmein Shalosh. V'yim Kovas Sudoso Aleim Baruch Hamotzi Baruch Hasamozen. Now put these two together. Here's the Bli Raka Mo. The same exact word over here. Bli Lason Raka V'Daka Mo. The Mo goes on both. Presumably. Maybe. Look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin. Shekar Nibliash. What does this mean? In Russian it's called Nal Silke. He calls them blitzes. Woo! Blitzes. Shema'arvin kemach im harbi mayim b'kadeya kemo daisa. V'shofen al yirokos. V'nefen b'tarim im olin. V'adin b'nefen al amachas b'li shemen. Same thing. It just spreads on a hot surface. Like sif yudal b'hago. V'davka b'elashem dakim v'rakim b'yoser. Avalim einam dakim rakim v'dakim kol kach mevuah v'sif yudalit v'din lechem olav v'marach ha'malzi mogon avraham. Again, the same thing, except he throws in an extra consideration. Not just rakim v'yoser, but also dakim v'yoser. Now we have two parameters. Oh my goodness. Dakim and rakim. Rhymes a little bit. Yeah, depends. Yeah, yeah.
Arm puts his right. No oil.
I don't know. I never made a blintz in my life. So I can't tell you how you make blintzes. You made blintzes. Let's leave it at that. Now, hold on. So Rabosai, we have Raka in Sif Yudalid and Raka Ma'od in Sif Tezvav as well as in Sif Ches. Two levels. Not finished yet, Rabosai. You think you've heard the end of it, right? How low can you go? This Raka and Raka Ma'od, can you get any lower than that? Listen carefully. Rabosai, there's a Mogen Avraham in Sifkotlan Mem that I asked you to look at. That's on it. You have it in front of you, am I correct? Open your Mogen Avraham Mem. You have it? Open your Mogen Avraham Kuf Samaches. You have it in that little printout. Am I correct? Mem is there?
Yeah.
Let's read Mem together. Well, shit, man, it's pretty short. What does it say, ma'am? Look inside. What's ma'am? What's mem going on? Mem is going on truknin. So you make, what do you make? Mezonos, you conveyor, you make hamot. Zok the mogan ram. Ubli lasan rakamo. We saw that in Mishnah Berurah. And he says what I said. Kemo shekosef sivches, baruch shekivanti. Zok mogan ram. Umikol makom osin sheofin, osan sheofin betfus barzel. Afal pi shem mechunosin betfus shekoran beprag. Vaflitkus. Umikol makom. Kevin Shane Rikikin Dakin Ma'od Acharafia Afilu Kova Layu Lavikvius Umavarech Bore Mine Mizonos. Hear what's going on?
A lower level.
He doesn't say lower in softness of the batter, lower in thinness of the final product, but still a third level. Hold on. Patience. Turns out, Rabosai, that these seem to be four levels. This is what the Sefer Piskei Tshuva says, right over here. You can look it up on this sim in the footnote 88. What are the four levels? One, Lila Rak of the Ramah, they make Hamosi straight. Number two, Nibliash, which is the same as Truptin, as the Ramah said, which you make a Mizonos unless you are Kovei Asuda. Number three is Trisa. And number four is Vlachtaskis. Why do I say that Teresa is more than Vlatovskis? Because Teresa, according to the Mogan Avraham, you kaveh suda, you wash and bench. And Vlatovskis not. Right? So he said there are four levels. So the Taz is over here. Who can make a distinction between the four levels? You take a surgeon's knife? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Four levels before being baked or after being baked?
Oh, very good. So the four levels are really four levels, it seems, in the thinness of the final product in combination with the softness of the batter. So different criteria. You are correct. The only way out of this whole problem, it seems to me, is based upon the Sefer called the Orchos Chaim in the Chassud. And I'll read it to what he says. She'ein kviyos mo'elos v'chol dover. El al dvorim she'ein ru'uyim li'os mozom. Don't pass the Baba Kisnin. Aval elo adakin b'yoser ein kviyos in keva. She'ein kviyus achila behem klal. What's he going on? He's going on nibliash. Wait a minute. We passed in the Shulchan Aruch nibliash. You are koveya. This is a machlokas rabosai. I asked you to see a bunch of tosas in the Masechta Brachos. Have you saw them yet? I read them to you very quickly. I asked you to see two tosas in Brachos. I hope by now you saw them. If not, we'll read them right now. One tosas in the Masechta Brachos, Daflamet Ches, Amen Al. Listen carefully. Nilush, ikava sudasei alei, mevarchen al hamotzi, v'chein tzila haram bepurim, shekoven sudasei aleihen, mevarch hamotzi bepas tchila, delepotrim mibrocha, shimesupuk, yave kviyusayu kviyus alo. First day it says it is a kviyus, and the second day it says he's not sure, right? And the Orchos Chaim said, it's not a kviyus. Maram is Mesupik, and Shulchan Aruch says it is a kviyus. What do you see? It's not so much how thin it is, it's what function it serves. Let me tell you the words that I said on my own, and I found it in the Sefer called Birchas Hanenin. Page Tzadiva. I think that's by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern. I think so. In the Holy City of Yerushalayim. I think that's his sense. So it seems to me as follows. The Belila Rak of the Ramah, I'm giving you my armchair now of all the four levels. The Rak of the Ramah is referring to the kind of bread that you make. Right? You said you make bread with Belila Raka. It's meant to be the same as my bread. It's a little bit softer, better texture. It's meant to be a kviyas suda. You put tuna fish in it, you put chopped liver in it, you put gefilte. The regular bread, that's the Ramah Sif Yudal. Showing. Nibliash was not made for kviyas suda. We saw that, the Farish. It's like Pasav Abikisnin. Yekoveya. That's what we pass him against the Orchos Chaim on one side of the Maran. Fine. What about Trisa? Trisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is the spashe. There's no form. It's not considered to be a pas cloud. It's not meant to be a pas. It's too thin to be a pas. No one's going to be Koveya on it. The Magen Aram says, no. No. Since you can hold it as one, Rabosai, you can hold it as one. You pick up part, the whole thing's going to come up. So therefore, he considered it to be a pas. I'm not sure if he would apply it to pancakes, because pancakes seems to be what this is, right? It's salt, you spread it, spreads, you know, on the skillet as far as it goes. A pancake, you pick it up. But do you ever put anything on it? Propose somebody, show of hands, who puts things besides syrup? Maple syrup. I love it. On hot pancakes. No. But besides maple syrup, who puts anything on a pancake? What do you put there?
Cottage cheese.
Oh, now we're in trouble. Now I'm in trouble. Cottage cheese is already, it's like a stickle sandwich.
Put butter on it.
Yeah. Butter is a garnish. Butter is like maple syrup.
Jelly's
in between maple syrup and cottage cheese.
Chocolate chips, blueberries.
Blueberries on top of the package, yeah?
In the dough.
In the dough. No, don't put it on top. It seems to me now, I always thought that pancakes were no problem, no matter how pancakes you eat, no matter what, you wouldn't make a hamotzi, because that's pshat of the mechaber against the Magen Avraham. It should depend really on what it's used for. I always thought that the mechaber is right, because you never do anything. It doesn't mishamish ma'aseh pas. When you start putting cottage cheese on top, now I'm getting a little nervous.
Well, that's,
you know,
no one does that.
I mean, no one does that.
A lot of people do it.
Which is she?
OJ.
What? How about in America? They don't put in America. No one does it.
No.
I guess in OJ they're so desperate they'll give them that much to eat. That's what I thought. Okay, but we can see very well. We're going to machlok this kind of tree, which we'll call it pancakes. But the Maharam thinks that you can pick it up and maybe you could put cottage cheese on it, even if not commonly done. It might be considered amotzi if you have enough. And the Mechaber says no. But the fourth and lowest level is Vlachtuskis, which you saw is so thin and so schwach, you pick part up, it's going to fall to pieces. It's not Meshamish Pas Klal. Even the Magen Avraham agrees, cannot be Kovei Asuda. That's exactly what I quote it from the Sefer Birchas Hanedim. This, if I'm right, Rabosai, it's not the thinness per se which determines, it's the usage. You know, they're very, very thin things, extraordinarily thin, but they're made well in a factory, and you can use them to put things in. What do I have in mind? I have in mind tortilla or wraps. You remember what I'm talking about? Very, 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 very thin. Because it's made stark, they put tuna fish in and they wrap it around. We used to have our annual Bezdin meetings downtown, so they used to always order for everybody from the local store. Tuna wrap. He said, just order me a sandwich, please. Order me a sandwich. I don't get shilohs of brachos. One year, they only had wraps. So I washed like everybody else. But I think make it right in. You should wash on a wrap because even though it's very, very thin, not the thinnest itself, which is kovei, it's what's the shamish. Obviously, it's made to put tuna fish in. That's what they're selling it for good money.
Is the whole thing enough to
make?
I mean, it's so thin if you...
Oh, you have a whole wrap. It's a kazayas. We have the Shia Kazayas. My Kazayas, it certainly is. I don't know what the other Kazayas, which are like this. I don't know how big Kazayas are, like eggs. That's what the Chasnish said to them. Oh, well. No, we'll get to that. We'll get to all that. Coming attractions. We'll get to it before Pesach. So you'll know how much matzah you have to eat. This is very important. We can't wait for the Pesach for this one. So I'm not masked with all these hummus and the flows that you find in every kid brings home from school now. Yeah.
About like the
breakers
or like those thin.
Hold on. One second.
That will break apart if you try to pick it up.
Hold on. Sometimes I have a shadow like this. In between, it's not used to serve the main part of the meal, like a tuna fish, like a wrap is. But it's also not eaten only by itself. You put in other things inside. Like some of these berakas. Berakas in America, I'm discussing Eretz Yisrael. I've been to places, I go to Eretz Yisrael for supper, and somebody's yeshivas. What's the berakas? I said, where's the main dish? I asked them. We just told you, berakas. I said, but where's the main dish? Well, they say in America, where's the beef?
The bereka is the main dish. I said, I'm going to Yerushalayim. It happened to me just now. I went to Yerushalayim to eat. I skipped supper and Gantz, there was nothing there. I think it was Shalavim. I think so. Lunch is very good. Lunch, it was a very delicious lunch. But the supper was mamish. I think the bereka was the main dish, or less than that even. Yeah.
So it seems like, I mean, just looking up, and it's like the article on pancakes. Basically, it depends on what the culture is, but like there are places where they have them with meat or with vegetables and things like that.
Oh my goodness!
Same thing.
You live and learn. All right. So I think it's fair to say that pancakes should depend on the machlokas to between the machab and the machad avram. Right? It's like the tree of old. You soft, just let it spread out. The Mahabha said, you never use that as a form of a loaf or something on it. So for no matter how much you use it, you still make a result. So the Mahabha says, oh no, I looked on the Wikipedia, said the Mahabha Avraham, and I found that they put things on like Kaddish cheese and OJ. So therefore, you have to make a moat. Yes?
I was going to say, it happened to be that they threw breakfast as the main in the calf today.
Today, see, mamish bo bayom, a main dish, you pay the main dish fee for a bereka. Oy vavoy. When I used to eat the calf, so many years ago, there was no, we didn't, always the main dish was either fish or something, something. It's got no other, so we're going to tell you. It's got no other. Anyway, this is what I wanted to say in terms of these very important shilas. I have to back out from something else that I wrote over here in this mimer. I wanted to say a chiddush, but I think it's wrong. So I got to tell you it's wrong. You know what I mean? There's a Tosfos of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. I am sincere for this reason. Talking about the Nivliash, Nilish. I think it was the same thing. This is not in Pesachim. In Brachos Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Miu Kikava Sudasa Alei Mevarach Alav Amotzi. Kimo Bepurim. We saw it before. It's a Machaber Pasuk. Mi Rabbeinu Shimshin Pirish, then Levarich Alav Amotzi, David Kemo Daisa. So when I saw the words Rabbeinu Shimshin, I said, we know Rabbeinu Shimshin, we know him. Who is Rabbeinu Shimshin? He's the Rash in the Mishnayos and Chala. He's the one who says, right, the Gensh Rabbeinu Tam. So that's what I thought. Rabbeinu Shimshin was the Shitoso, and the Tab is Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramas Mesupik, and the whole Cheshvin. My cheshbon is incorrect, Rabosai. Incorrect. Because now we realize Rabbeinu Shimshon's argument Rabbeinu Tam only in a limited case of a belila ova followed with amanas to cook and you cook. That's not this case over here. This case presumably is a belila raka. That's what we assume Nilush is. A belila raka. A belila raka followed by a fear Rabbeinu Shimshon is the same as Rabbeinu Tam. As we discovered, the same as Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, what's the suffix over here? What's the suffix over here? As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to show you a chiddush neiro v'nifla. Quote the Rash, let's read the Tosfos Rash in Pesachim. Divrei Torah. How we say, aniyim b'mokad echad, v'ashir b'mokam acher. If you have a kovetz or online or something, Tosfos Rash here in Masechet Pesachim. By the Rash Mishan, that's what it's called. Tosu ben Shimshon ben Avraham, Rash Mishans, and Masechet Pesachim. Okay, here it is. What does he say on our daf? I was with bated breath. I wanted to see what he's going to say. What's he going to say on our sugya? Let's look together. I'm reading to you. You'll look it up later on. I'll tell you where I'm reading from. This is here in the sugya. It's on page Rabosai in this print. It's on page Samech. Ches. Alright, page Samaches. Of course, the Mishnah. Isa Shetilasa Vesofa Sufkin Turum and Achal. Otherwise, Chayav Achal. But Nili Rabbein Tam. Right? Yichayav Afrishchala, and you make Amotzi. Says the Rash, Vein on Nire. Dimain Bem Torah Slechem Bishosh and Evu Lova Yavarach Amotzi. Rabbeinu Tam himself agrees When it comes to noodles, you don't make amos, no teresa denamo. That's what it starts off. Okay? Then it says, look what he said. It's against Rabbeinu Tam, right? Look at this fascinating lashon. Umiyu nira le Rebbe. Again, who wrote the Tosfos Rashi Mishnas? Talmidim, right? I assume.
I mean, I think, I mean, from what I've seen in other than, I think that his Rebbe is, I mean, when he says Rebbe, it's the re, and that would mean that.
Okay, so you begin to Umiyu nira le Rebbe. Let's assume that this Rebbe of the Rashi is the re, who's the Rabbeinu Tam's nephew. The Bar Bara Benu. What kind of expression is that? The Bar Bara Benu. I think he means to say, Rabbeinu Tam is right. He's Rashi's grandson. Rashi was beyond reproach. Rabbeinu Tam is only the ankle. Yeah, but maybe it's a type of relationship. Bar Barta Benu. He was Rashi's daughter's son. Rashi didn't have any sons. Whatever, I'm not sure exactly what. Is there an annotated version of Rashi Mishnas?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. Not this minute, though. You'll show me tomorrow morning, please. He brings a riot from the you make a motzi. The motzi, right? Minchas Machmas. We just went through this whole thing again. We're not finished yet. V'nilosh. Nira the Rebbe. I thought the Rebbe was Rashi Mishnas himself. Maybe it's the Re, but the Re Rashi Mishnas is quoting him. She'ein b'vochen alein motzi. Why? Abraham Teresa Dinamo Rabosai. Not as I mistakenly thought it was a Blila Raka with an Afir. No! The Raka and Afir is Vale Lechem according to this whole school of Tam and the Rash and the Re and all the whole and then the Rosh. They all know that way. Get to Ramban. A different version. Abraham Teresa Dinamo. It doesn't function, Rabosai. It doesn't function as bread, which I interpret to mean it's like waffelkiss. Whatever you want to call it. This doesn't function as bread. Whatever, it's too thin. It's too thin. What's the proof? Because you're mafresh shkala. Excuse me, you're not mafresh shkala? The afal gab, the gabbe Teresa, the heinrich virtukvil, but you're gabble it itself a little bit. You pass in your chayav and chal, you make a motzi. Here too? No. Here it's different. Because an image, he's suggesting it's over here, that's no Teresa the Nama. That's Pshat over here in the Rash, in Tol Rash Mishan, and Psochim, Lamed Zayinim and Beis. And there's no doubt that that's the same Pshat in the Rash, specific on Daf, Mem Beis and Men Aleph, in the Septa Brachis. That's why the other side of the Rashi is like Daisa. It's like Daisa. I mean, it's like Daisa. What does that have to do with Daisa? Daisa is cereal. The answer is, Daisa has no Teresa Dinama at all. My view is that Cheerios have no Teresa Dinama either. Do you put cottage cheese in your Cheerios too? Even in OJ, don't put cottage cheese in Cheerios. Not that desperate. So therefore, but the Rav Yashin, because it's quoted as saying that if you have enough Cheerios, you have to wash and bench. I don't understand. Based on my functional, I think it's a little bit thick. We're not mentioning thin and thick per se. Thin and thick is a way to measure what is its true function, as the Orchas Chaim suggests in the Sefer Birchos Nedarim. I think that's the correct shot. So I'm a little bit chased by the pancakes. Frankly, you got me a little bit nervous with the pancakes. But not, I'm still sticking to my guns with Cheerios. I never saw someone put anything on Cheerios. Okay, Rabosa. And the Maram Safik and the Aflamet Ches has nothing to do with this Maram Safik. I thought that it's connected to the Ram Safik in the Russian Simon Tazayin. It's Masupik, what to do? No. That's by Belila Ova Amanas Levasha Levishel. He's not sure is the Rashi Rabbeinu Tam right. Here it's the other way around. It's a different Safik completely. It's a different Safik. Has Teresa Dinama or not? Questions, kvias and kvias, or not? Based upon the different madregas and different tashmishim. That's what I think. Back now, our final point, to what's the shita of machad. So I want to read you what I wrote, and I want to modify it somewhat. Okay, Rabosai? Coming to the end of this very important discussion. I know we have certain maskanas. I'm sure I'm happy to hear from you, your other future comments. In the last piece on this shtickle. I want to make the following suggestion. What's the Shulchan Aruch's pshat? Make it this. Afilu belila she'ein bo isa klal, you can still require a hamotzi in kova olav. Who said so? The Ritva? What am I suggesting? Again, we have a Ritva. The Ritva said that what? I'm chasing again what the Ritva said. You have something which is potter from challah. If you have enough of it, you make a hamotzi. So nibliash, he passed to make a hamotzi. Even though it's rocking me out. By challah, he uses the word isa. But the word isa, should it be taken seriously or not be taken seriously? So we could say yes, take it seriously, as we said before. You need isa for mechayev and challah, but not for hamotzi. The mechayev passed like the ritva. The problem is the Ramchab didn't have a ritva. As I wrote over here, even if it's not quoted in the Beis Yosef. Nafkamina, if you have a whole box of a whole chocolate cake, the whole cake. There's no Gilgul. What's it in? Do you make a hamotzi or do you not make a hamotzi? Do you or don't you? So if it's an Easter rock or the Mefurish Ramah, you make a hamotzi. See if you doubt. That's the highest of these four low levels, right? As opposed to a hard doubt. So seems like this, Rav Osai. Shulchan Aruch, as we said, holds like the Rabbeinu Shimshon, like the Rash. He's Mechaya by Blila Raka Bafir. And you Mevorach HaMotzi in the case of your Koveya. Fine. That's what he said. However, you would be Potter, Rav Osai. You would be Potter Menachala. Right? Potter Menachala, because what? Look at the Mechaba one more time. This is Sif Tetzvah, one more time. The Mechaba is over here in Sif Tetzvah. This is the final time. By Teresa. Avo Teresa, the Hainu Shalokhin Kemach, Umayim, Umarvanos, and Meshofanos, and Akira, who was Spashiv in Efe, Enol of Torah's Lechem, Klal, and Mevrochim Elabormi, and Mazonos, even Bekova, Rabosa. That's what it says. So therefore, the question becomes, why does he say in Hilchos Challah that Blila Rakla followed by Afir, Yechayev and Challah? You may recall that the Torah added the Potter Menachala. The Mechaba didn't bother discussing it, so he's not discussing Hilchos Challah here. So how do you distinguish between here, where presumably it's Torah Menachala, and Simon Shinchav Tesef Beis, Isa Shav Blila Rakla, Yechayev and Challah? So therefore, I want to go back to my original statement. There it's an Isa, which is Blila Rakla, comparable to the Ramon Sifri Dalin. There, it's considered to be Lechem, Yechayev, and Challah, the whole story. Over here, which is Teresa, remember, Teresa is the next to the lowest Madre. There's Nubliash in between. But Teresa, which is a lower level, would be Potem and Achala. And therefore, when the Mechab and Shinchav, Tesiv, Beis, Yerodea, said Yechayev and Challah, Blila Raka, followed by an Afia, he's referring either to the Blila Raka of the Ramo Sifri Dalet, or perhaps to the Blila Raka of Nivliash, which is the Mechaber Sifches, both of which cases we pass in Alokha, Yekovei Suda, Yechayev in Hamotzi, right? And therefore, you baked it, you'd be Chayev and Chala presumably as well, as opposed to Teresa, that the Mechaber presumably holds your Potem and Achala, you don't make Hamotzi no matter what, because it's not called Lechem, and it's not called Arisol Seichem, whatever you want to say, and that kind of a din would be, and that would be Potem and Achala too. Teresa is a potter menachala. This is a Torah says, so the Ramah and the Mechaber didn't argue on it. He said over there, Yechayev and Chala. As I say, he says, Isa should be Los Haraka, which is thicker than the Nibliash, which is thicker than the Teresa. Either as thick as the Nibliash, or as thick as the actual Bila Raka, presumably even thicker, even though it's called Bila Raka. So we have these different levels, Rav Osai. These different levels, which is hard to distinguish between on levels of rock or levels of dak. But we try to say, when it comes to dak, we shouldn't take a micrometer, what do you want to call it? To measure thickness. Is there a micrometer? We should take a micrometer. A micrometer was taken to measure the matzis. We'll get to that. We're talking about how.
Caliber.
Caliber? whatever it's called. We shouldn't take that stuff. We should rather measure the function when it comes to the shiur dakus. Shiur rakus seems we have to have a different levels of, you know, the poor we saw in Avnei Nesa, different levels. One, if it's, you know, hard dough, mamish. Then you have your, what you make, which is, we call it a soft dough, right? It's lila raka. Then it'll be called with bosh and bakav, which is pores like, pores, just pores. So we don't have to have a lower level than that. We can assume there are only three levels. Either it's hard dough, mamish, or it's soft dough that Yaakov makes, or it pours like sponge cake batter. You don't have to have another level of softness. That's too much to try to comprehend. Maybe a lower level of thinness. When it comes to the softness, we're going to pass on the halacha, Rabbi Osai. That the first two are certainly chayav and challah. But number three, it would sound like, since it's presumably something like the long lines of Teresa, which is potem and achala, that it's potem and achala. Unless you want to say like this, Teresa, if it spreads out, it's potem and achala. But Teresa, if you put it into a form, which we do in our sponge cakes, maybe chayav and challah, even if it's very thin. That's another possibility. Yes?
Rebbe said yesterday that he might get into what the Rambam holds, source of passes. He says, Rebbe said it's not.
I said the Rambam's source of pass is not next to the same as lechem. Because he says that to make a motzah lechem and ours without source of pass. So the word surah may mean function. The long ones we said today. But since they're out of time, maybe tomorrow we'll start with the Rambam and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Well, I haven't figured out tomorrow's shit yet. Okay, but we're basically almost finished with the thing. Okay.